Welcome back, everyone, to the Afternoon Tea Detective Hour! We're back once again with Detective E.G. Lavender, who's going to tell us yet another story from his famous casebooks. What do you have for us today, E.G.?
Well, the story our listeners requested this time happens to be sort of a story within a story. It's a case I solved revolving around the storied history of the town of Pottsville itself. I call this one Garden Trove. It all started when my partner, Ted Velvet, placed an order for a set of custom hand-thrown mugs from local potter Pat Potts for the 100th anniversary of Pottsville event they were holding at their cafe, Ted Velvet's Terrific Tea Emporium.
All right, I had Jasmine go out to Gary Gunpowder's to pick up the fireworks. I'm going to the grocery store today for the baking supplies, and I'll go back tomorrow for the dairy and substitutes so they're fresh. The streamers are up, the balloon arch is in the works. Well, it better be. Nadine and Joanne are on their way with the flowers, and... Ugh, the mugs. Ugh, I forgot the mugs from Pat Potts. I don't know when I'll have time to go over there. And she's all the way on the other side of town, and I have so much to...
Don't panic, Teddy. It's going to be fine. I can go pick them up while you're baking this afternoon.
How are you going to get there? Jasmine's all the way out at Gunpowder's.
I'll just take the bus.
No, that will take way too long. It'll be dark by the time you get back.
Well, that's okay. You don't need them until Tuesday.
Why don't you take my car out there?
I would, but that's technically illegal. My driver's license expired last fall.
Oh, all right. Are you sure you don't mind taking the bus?
Positive. I love Ted dearly. And I did really want to help them get their party together, but I have to admit, I felt a certain level of relief leaving the Emporium. The party wouldn't even start for another week, and they'd already figured out 65 different ways it could fail in their mind, and well, that could be a little overwhelming when you're around it for too long. So I caught the number 3 bus out to the edge of town where Pat lived. She lived about a 10-minute walk from the nearest bus stop, and it was a lovely spring day. The fresh rain in the air and the new flowers blooming along the roadside had me feeling quite relaxed. So I was entirely unprepared for what I encountered at Pat's studio.
Hello? Hello? Pat? It's E.G. E.G. Lavender? I'm here to pick up Ted Velvet's order.
I went to knock again, but the door creaked open on its own.
Hello? Hello? Pat, are you in here?
I turned the lights on and it looked like a tornado had gone through the place. Papers were scattered everywhere. There were empty and half-full cups of tea all over the floor. Wherever Pat was, she certainly must have been in a hurry to get there. There was a map of town spread out on Pat's desk, with red circles and X's drawn over several locations. Beside that was a typewriter and a manuscript titled The History of Pottsville, A Family Affair, by Patricia Potts. Fascinated, I sat down at the desk. If I were to locate Pat, the clues would be on this map and in this manuscript. So I started reading.
And speaking of reading...
Ah, yes... I was starting to wonder when you'd jump in.
Me too!
I'm sorry?
But I must say, you gave me the perfect segue this time! Because what pairs with a good book? If you said coffee? No! You're wrong! Try again! This is a tea podcast. It's obviously a good cup of tea! And our sponsors at Plum Deluxe Tea have formulated the ultimate blend for your reading and sipping pleasure. It's called Reading Nook. The combination of chamomile, rose, and lavender is unexpected and delightful. Just like the ending of your favorite book. And it comes in both decaf and caffeinated varieties, so you can enjoy whether you're reading under the covers at midnight or taking in a chapter on your lunch break. Reading Nook Black Tea from Plum Deluxe. Read it and steep. And don't forget to check out this month's special listener offer at plumdeluxe.com/detective. Now, back to the show!
The History of Pottsville, A Family Affair, by Patricia Potts. Today, if you visit the town of Pottsville, you'll find a bustling little hamlet full of small businesses, beloved local traditions, vibrant communities, and most of all, tea lovers. I've lived here my whole life, and I'm lucky to be able to say that this is the Pottsville I've always known. But my family has been here for a long time, long enough to have some stories about when the town wasn't quite so cheerful. 100 years ago, there wasn't a town where Pottsville sits now. There was only a lonely old mansion decaying on top of Kettle Hill, and in that mansion lived a lonely young woman. She had been living in the mansion her whole life. She had become the caretaker of the place when her parents died. Her name was Persimmon Potts, and she was my great-great-grandmother. Persimmon Potts loved that old mansion. She had so many good memories with her parents and her twin brother Peter there. But now all there was were memories. Memories and empty rooms. The only time she saw anyone else was when the grocery boy came to deliver her supplies for the week. The isolation was starting to become too much for her, so she wrote a letter to Peter, who was an actor in the big city, letting him know that she would be selling the house. In response, Peter sent a telegram saying not to do anything yet. He would be on his way immediately.
What's this you're talking about, Percy? Selling the mansion? The man's? The old homestead?
Oh, good to see you too, Peter.
Of course, Percy, of course, I'm sorry. I just got so worked up by that letter you sent, see? It's lovely to see you again, Percy.
Suppose we ought to talk about the mansion, though. Why don't you take a walk with me in the garden?
Remember the games we used to play out in these gardens, Persimmon?
Yes. I used to tell you there were fairies in the rose bush, and you would stand out here for hours with your little butterfly net and try to catch them.
Until Mother couldn't get me to come in for supper. She made you come tell me it was a fib and fairies weren't real.
I barely got you to believe me.
You're really thinking of selling this place, kid? After all the memories we made here?
That's all they are now, Peter. Just memories. They don't mean much without someone to share them with.
I understand, but it's our parents' last legacy.
I don't think I can uphold that legacy anymore. Not on my own, anyways. Maybe if you moved back in?
Oh, shucks. I have a life in the big city now, pal. I can't just leave it.
And I don't have any life at all. Just the silence of the forest and the mindless, repetitive chores of keeping house. Only ghosts.
There's got to be some way to compromise without losing the mansion. If only there were some way we could get people to come out here. It's such a beautiful area. The hill and the lake and the woods.
You want to turn it into a tourist attraction?
No, Purse. Not a tourist attraction so much as...
Both Peter and Persimmon froze in their tracks, for there, on the edge of the woods, looming over them so close that they could reach out and touch it, or it could reach out and touch them, was a giant, hairy beast.
Egads! What mysterious creature found Persimmon and Peter out in the forest? How do they connect to the founding of Pottsville? And where is Pat Potts? Find out next month by tuning in to the next episode of the Afternoon Tea Detective Hour!
Thanks for listening to Afternoon Tea Detective Hour. Garden Trove, Part 1, was produced by Noah Powell. It was written by Alora Powell and directed by Shelby Walden. E.G. Lavender and the narrator were played by Cameron Widmark. Ted Velvet was played by Joshua Hebert. Pat Potts was played by Alora Powell. Peter Potts was played by Kieran Keast. Persimmon Potts was played by Liz Preston. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next month with part 2 of Garden Trove on Afternoon Tea Detective Hour.